2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dijanovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Still no word on where the person of interest in the Gabby Petito case is, Brian Laundrie. But I do know, I'm reading an article right now, Dave, as we're coming into the show, that they were using infrared from helicopters last night to search that reserve area in Florida that they're looking for him.
And divers as well. Mm-hmm. It's 9:07. It's time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
And here are the three things that Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown. Three.
Well, we're also talking about this. It's called the Devious Lick. We're going back in depth on it this morning. Talked about it a few days ago. Today, we're taking a deep dive into what Utah schools are doing to make students pay restitution for damage that they're causing to their schools all over that social media challenge to steal and destroy school property. It's crazy. Dave, I absolutely love what Murray High is doing.
Devious Lick, that's some good marketing. It sounds good, it's catchy, and it's catching on in Utah schools. Kids are destroying or stealing things from their school, posting it on social media. But what's the crackdown? You're right. Murray High making the students pay and not just the guilty ones.
Countdown two.
I mean, I've heard it said a million times, a picture is worth a thousand words. But Gabby Petito's social post may have been masking a lot of hurt. So in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to take a deep dive into why so many of us tend to lead an alternate life on social media. We don't really divulge what's going on in real life. We're going to get insights during a live interview with a mental health therapist.
Well, and this isn't just Gabby, right? I mean, we all do it. Oh, there's a filter that makes me look younger and happier and brighter with more makeup. I don't know, whatever it might be, but yeah, I mean, you look at Gabby's Instagram, you look at her YouTube, and you see them doing yoga together.
I think our plan for today is to just hang out here in the tent. Brian's stretching, doing some morning yoga.
I mean, you can hear this calmness that you would expect in yoga, but obviously the outward calmness belies the inward turmoil.
Launch countdown one.
And we do have new information emerging that does paint a picture of a young couple in even more chaos than we originally thought. We know that the van life for Gabby and Brian, Dave, was going south in Moab when two eyewitnesses saw them hitting each other in town. Now another witness saying things seem to go even further south at this Mary Piglet Cafe they were eating at in Wyoming. Listen to what this witness had to say about that afternoon at that restaurant.
It was like a dog with a bone. He wouldn't drop it. Whatever it was, he was pissed off and he would not let it go.
And when these stories start coming out and we are seeing everybody's had an interaction or so many people have had an interaction and it's starting to paint a picture. Anger issues, negativity, abuse. There's a lot to this story, and it is unfolding day by day.
Dave and Dijanovic.
The launch.
Commence.
KSL's top national story. Special coverage with Dave and Dijanovic.
Dave, there's this woman. She says that she was on vacation in Jackson Hole, which is, you know, really, really, really close to Grand Teton. She's sitting in a table at a restaurant there, this Mary Piglet Cafe, which is a Mexican food restaurant in town, and she looks over and things are going really south for this young couple sitting next to her. Of course, at the time, she didn't know who it was until after the fact. But she describes Brian as extremely agitated, angry at the staff, not quite sure what it was all over. And you just heard her say it was like, you know, watching a dog with a bone. He wouldn't let go of whatever it was that was bothering him.
Whenever I've been angry, it almost always carries over into my personal life, my public life, whatever it is, right? If there's things going on in my personal life, I'm snappy at work or I'm depressed, whatever it is. So to see anger in public makes a lot of sense that the private life, there's usually something else going on.
But usually when people get angry in public, it might just be for a couple of seconds. They walk away, they leave it. This guy kept coming and going from the restaurant, according to her. At one point, leaves for like 10 minutes and comes back in, and he's having it out with the staff. Here's an interview that she did with WABC.
And he's, you know, kind of like violently like talking to the hostess, and you could tell he's angry, and they're just kind of like doing the whole like back in the restaurant probably four more times just to kind of make a scene and just to get his point across.
Four more times.
Yeah, we've seen meltdowns, especially during COVID, right? People were freaking out over masks or by standing too close to each other. We see these public freakouts. Could we have foreseen such a tragedy because somebody's acting out in public?
Well, Gabby, according to her, was extremely apologetic for Brian. So she's coming back in the restaurant, apologizing to the waitress, trying to make things right.
At one point, she walked back into, followed him and was trying to, I think, get him to leave and like drop the situation. I think she was being like apologetic towards the restaurant staff for his behavior. Like, she just kind of wanted to diffuse the situation. She was like, I'm sorry, come on, let's just go. But she was visibly upset. She was crying.
So if I'm sitting there and I'm watching this unfold, what do I do? Do I try to confront the individual? Do I tell them to try to settle down? Do I make a phone call to the police?
Do you report it to police?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's worth taking a deep dive in with our listeners straight ahead. You hear this? You're this woman sitting at a table across from Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie at the Mary Piglet's Cafe in Jackson Hole, and you see this fight, this argument between Brian and the staff. You see Gabby crying, and she's trying to make things right. Do you have it in you to report it to police? 801-575-TALK, 801-575-TALK. Looking forward to your live phone calls and your insights straight ahead.
And Dujanovic.
Tim and Amanda here with breaking updates. Mornings from 5 to 9.
Then from 3 to 7, it's Jeff Kaplan and his Minute of News.
We're all on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.